Das Chazor sich in der Sprache zu schlagen, wenn man sich die Kitten darf nun. Sagt nur mal, Masud, the son of Nachman, the name of Nachman, said if a creditor comes to collect his debt from the debtor's orphans, even if the loan document specifically allows the debt to be collected from the best lands, he still can only collect from Ziburias. Abaye said, we can prove this in the general rule that a creditor collects from Beninus, and yet from orphans, he only collects from Ziburias. Rava said it's not a proof because Ula said that the Raisa, a creditor, only collects from Ziburias, and the reason the Rabbanon allow him to collect from Beninus is that Shleitinel does play Lovin. So maybe when collecting from orphans, the Rabbanon set the halacha back to that of the Raisa. However, when a stipulation was made in the loan document, it could be the halacha the Raisa is that we follow this at stipulation. And that's why we would follow that stipulation even when collecting from Yosayman. The Gemara asks, Avram Chuzah taught a brisa that says that even a damaged party collects Ziburias when he collects from the orphans of the one who damaged. Now, deraisa, that person should collect from Idias, and yet when he collects from the orphans, he collects from Ziburias. According to Rava, this should not be so. The Gemara says, Rava would say that this brisa is a case where the Idias of the damaged party is equal in quality to the Ziburias of the damager. And the brisa is following Rabbi Shmuel, who says that in this case, the deraisa of the damager need only give the Ziburias. The Rabbanan came along and said he has to give from the Idias when collecting from orphans. The Rabbanan allowed the halacha deraisa to stay in place, and therefore only collect from the Ziburias. Fleck Gemara Bliyazer Nivta'o taught a brisa that a creditor collecting his debt from orphans only collects from Ziburias, even if there's Idias. What does this last phrase mean? Presumably it means that even if there was a stipulation in the document for him to collect Idias, he does not. This contradicts Rava's ruling. Mara says the Braisa means to say, no, that if there was a stipulation to collect from the debtor's best lands and the best land became ruined, we do not now say that he collects from the next best land. Rather, he reverts the halacha deraisa of a creditor and he only collects from Ziburias. The Mishnah said, "Ein ifrayim min nichsei yisoyim elam na Ziburias." The orphans referred to are only if they're minors, or is it even if they're adults? Was it a rabbinic enactment for the orphans, and therefore it was only enacted for minors? Or do we say that the concern of discouraging people to lend money, which is the reason we allow a creditor to collect from Beinus rather than Ziburias, is not present by Yisoyimim because a person never thinks that his debtor may die and would therefore not be deal with the Yisoyimim? Therefore, he won't be discouraged if he only collects from Ziburias when it comes to Yisoyimim, in which case he would only collect from Ziburias even for adult orphans. So Abaye Kashisha Torah Brayis said that the orphans referred to are adults and certainly ketanim. The Gemara says it's not a proof. It may be that was said regarding making someone swear before collecting from orphans, and the reason that applies to adult orphans as well is because they don't know the affairs of their father. However, it may be that it was not said regarding Ziburias. The Gemara paskins that the term Yisayim refers to adults and to ketanim, both for the halacha of swearing and for the halacha of Ziburias. Mishnah said, "In the front, in the chasm, Mishabadim, Mamakum, Sheish, Bnei Chayrin." Rav Achtavoy bar Ami asked, "May a creditor collect from Beninus land that the debtor gave as a gift and did not sell, rather than collecting from the debtor's remaining Ziburias? Do we say that he must always collect from unencumbered land to prevent the purchaser from losing? In which case, where it was given as a gift, they can even take the gifted land because there's no purchaser who's losing? Or do we say that the debtor would only have given the gift if he got something from the recipient, and therefore there is a loss to the recipient over here as well?" So, Mark Kashisha, son of Chisda, said to Rav Ashi, Bryce says, if a deathly ill person writes instructions to give 200 zuz to person A, 300 zuz to person B, 400 zuz to person C, we do not say that the money is distributed in that order. Rather, they all share in whatever money there is in that proportion. Therefore, if a creditor comes, he collects from all of them. However, if the instruction was give 200 to person A and then 300 to person B and then 400 to person C, we say that they take the money in that order. Therefore, if a creditor comes, he first takes from person C, and if need be, then goes back to person B, and of course, then goes to person A. Now, this seems to be the case even if person C had Ziburias and person B had Beninus. We see that even when the land was given as a gift, the creditor takes from free Ziburias before he can collect from gifted Beninus. Mara says there's no rye. The Bryce may be talking about where person A, B, and C were actual creditors, and the creditor coming to collect was coming for an earlier loan than theirs, but the Bryce has no bearing on the case of an actual gift. In fact, remember, the Bryce says the person instructed to give, which suggests it was a true gift. Mara says he meant give for repayment of the loan. In fact, remember, if this is true, why does the order of the instruction have any bearing? We just look at the loan document and decide who should be repaid first. Mara says the case is where there are no loan documents. Mara says we can also say that the Bryce says no proof because it may mean that the creditor actually collects Beninus even from person B, and when the Bryce says that person C is the one to lose, it means that he'll bear the financial loss because he'll have to give his Ziburias to person B to make up for the Beninus that was given, that was taken away from him. And if this is true, we can say that the creditor does collect from gifted property even if there's unencumbered Ziburias that is available. We can also say that Brisa speaks of where equal quality land was given to all the people. Therefore, there's no proof of whether he can go to gifted Beninus before going to unencumbered Ziburias, because over here they're talking about where they all got the same type of land. Mishnah said, "Emotzil nachilas payers." Ula Nemer Shlakish explained, the reason the purchaser cannot collect from the encumbered property for the produce taken from him is because the obligation was never written in the document. Rabbi asked Ula, the obligation to support the wife and the daughters after one's death is as if it was written, because they're automatic obligations and are therefore considered publicized, and yet the Mishnah says they may not be collected from encumbered properties. Well, the answer, when the Rabbanan instituted these support obligations, they instituted them as if they were written for purposes of unencumbered properties, but not for encumbered properties. Rechanina said the reason the purchaser cannot collect from encumbered property for the produce taken from him is because this obligation is not a fixed amount, and a purchaser of any of the other fields is unable to properly protect himself against such an open-ended obligation. In fact, does Reb Chanina need something to be fixed and written in order to be able to collect from encumbered properties? Or as long as it's fixed, even if it's not written, it can be collected from encumbered properties? But I said, we find that Reb Chanina said that a dowry for a girl is collected from encumbered property of the father's estate. Now, the dowry is a fixed amount. She's given an amount equal to 10% of the estate, but it's not written in a document and still is collected from the encumbered properties. So you see, as long as it's fixed, even if it's not written, it still can be collected from encumbered properties. Gemara says it's not a proof, because the dowry obligation is so well known that it's as if it was written. That may be why it's collected from encumbered properties, but something which is not written and not as well known, even if it's fixed, it could be you would not collect it from encumbered properties.